We could hear them singing, the old warrior said. It was a good song, and they sang it bravely. They sang better than they fought. Harps would have done them as much good as their lances did. How many men are lost?
Of ours? Theon shrugged. Todrick. I killed him for getting drunk and fighting over loot.
Some men are born to be killed.
A lesser man might have been afraid to show a smile, as frightening as his. Yet Dagmar grinned more often and more broadly than Lord Balon ever had. Ugly as it was, that smile brought back 100 memories. Theon had seen it often as a boy, when he'd jumped a horse over a mossy wall, or flung an axe and split a target square. He'd seen it when he'd blocked a blow from Dagmar's sword, when he put an arrow through a seagull on the wing, when he took the tiller in hand and guided a longship safely through a snarl of foaming rocks. He gave me more smiles than my father and Eddard Stark together. Even Rob. He ought to have won a smile the day he'd saved Bran from that wildling, but instead he'd gotten a scolding, as if he were some cook who'd burned the stew.
"You and I must talk, uncle," Theon said. Dagmar was no true uncle, only a sworn man with perhaps a pinch of Greyjoy blood 4 or 5 lives back, and that from the wrong side of the blanket. Yet Theon had always called him uncle, nonetheless.
"Come into my deck, then."
There were no milords from Dagmar, not when he stood on his own deck. On the Iron Islands, every captain was a king aboard his own ship. He climbed the plank to the deck of the Foam Drinker in 4 long strides, and Dagmar led him back to the cramped aft cabin, where the old man poured a horn of sour ale and offered Theon the same. He declined.
"We did not capture enough horses. A few, but, well, I'll make do with what I have, I suppose. Fewer men means more glory."
"What need do we have of horses?"
Like most iron men, Dagmar preferred to fight on foot or from the deck of a ship.
"Horses will only sit on our decks and get in our way."